Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
will be primal, deep within.
Erotic intoxication.
From missionary to horizontal, then ride me full throttle to tomorrow.
Ooh. Tantric.
When you're holding for that round three.
Or four, five, or six.
Turn it round and on for me.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good day. Hopefully you can hear me perfectly, which is very interesting. I forgot that this phone has the noise canceling thing going on, which is weird. So it cancels the noise, so I can't hear what's going on. But that's okay. Listen, welcome. Welcome to the 19th installment of Epiphany Radio Universe Presents by Speak Open Mic, where we pull out that new style of speak. All right? So, most important, one of the most important things you need to understand that Fly Speak, some of the best poets that you might have heard of, hadn't had a chance to meet yet, but most of all, you hear some incredible poetry that you may not have gotten into your algorithm, as we would say. And so, we've been doing this for a minute. It's one of the best shows around. I say that myself because I know the poets that I bring on here are all phenomenal and incredible. And if you don't know, this is your time to be in the know. We had to do some hustling, some bustling, but, you know, just understand that you know, from now to about 11 p.m., we are on all major podcast outlets, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, speakers, perhaps about more, all right? So the Hidden Radio Show is about giving you the poets that you may not necessarily hear. Now, these poets come from all walks of life, and some of the poets I've met on the Clubhouse app, which is a pretty amazing app for poetry. If you happen to be over there, I know I have a house over there, Honey Drip Poetry. Hello. As well as we've been here on the 15 Radio Universe. We rock out. But enough about that. The number to call in is 315-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. It is an open mic. There's no particular topic. All right? We just ask that you respect people. You don't call people out their names. You don't use any racial or LGBTQ slurs. And you absolutely, positively respect yourselves and others. But that being said, let's rock out. Let's meet the cast of players. Now, we like to have everything like a live show. So what we do is we open all the mics because we expect people to respect each other and not do stuff in the background, make noise, do different things and things. If you have something you can do, mute your mic. You know, please do not use the bathroom with your mic open. Nobody wants that experience, and some people might be turned on by it, but not us. Now, that being said, let me introduce you to some of our poets. Now, the first poet I'm bringing to the microphone, he's currently in his car, at his car, and really loud. It's loud.
My apologies.
That's okay. A brother I've known for an exceedingly long time. One of the best people to come out of the great state of New York, Rochester, PA, Rock Bottom, as they like to call it, captain of the Rock Bottom Slam Team, all around model, actor. He does so many things. He has so many AKAs, you could add to it. Filmmaker, you know. And also one of the Bear Brothers that I call Panda. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Aciano.
Greetings, how everybody doing? Thank you
fantastic
for the introduction, bro. That's beautiful.
You know how we do.
Yeah, I'm
you know how we do, bro.
Yeah, I'm that's right.
I get to see, and a couple of days I get to see this dude. But hold on, we gotta introduce everybody. We gotta introduce more people. Yeah, just leave it by itself. Now, this next person who I met them on Clubhouse. They happen to be an exceedingly phenomenal poet. So let me just read it to you. Felicia L. Williams comes to Clubhouse to connect with writers from all over the world to collaborate with her and share her love of writing. Before maturity was thought about, Felicia was writing to soothe herself and help her understand the world around her in different perspectives. She was raised by would-be educators who showed her the value of clear and concise words. the culmination of academia and the sheer willingness to have her voice understood. Felicia has been writing for her voice to be heard and to have others convey the weight of their meaning as well. Although she is not a writer full-time, you can see the passion held in her humble hobby. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss Felicia Williams. Felicia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. So another person who I'm adding to the queue, although I'm going to do a standalone, one of my favorite poets of all time, super dope, has so many different nooks and crannies to her talent and her ability as a singer, as a writer, as a performer, as an actor, as a hellified poet, and as a honey dripper. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a rare epiphany.
What is who? What the business is? Hey.
All right.
Hey.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now this next poet, who I've also had the pleasure of meeting on Clubhouse, I've watched her go from reading very personal to extending and beyond, and now she is a mogul, having her own mics, traveling, doing her thing, making things happen. The weight and the gravity of her words are most certainly heavy and dope. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Poetess.
Hello, Poetess.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, what's up?
Well, hello.
All right. And then, of course, I'm going to bring in one of my partners. Work with her, War Council, Five Speed, Honey Drippers, all the good stuff from the great city of Virginia, now in Alabama. Ms. Lisa Lips, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, that's what it is.
Hello, Ms. Lips.
Hey, baby.
What's going on?
Hey.
I'm good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this party started right quickly, shall we? I know in the background I see essentially Zanis, I see you. Our station manager, Van Meadows, but he hasn't raised his hand, so I'm assuming he's doing something in the background, because if we want to open his mic, we'll open his mic. But if you can, just let me know. Send me the high sign. We'll do it. So, good people. We're talking fly speak here. So I'm going to ask a question generally to all the poets that you can answer it, so it'll come out to the way that you need it to be. So my question is, and I'm going to run down the line, is what makes poetry fly for you?
What makes poetry fly?
Fly to you. And you're the first person. What makes poetry fly to you? I'm using old hip-hop terms to deal with it.
Okay.
What makes it fly to you?
Respect. Well, I pull it over so I can make sure it won't be so much noise. The thing that makes poetry fly, in my opinion, is the freedom. The freedom of expression. The idea that you can say what you want and how you feel and without any type of restraint. Because now, even down to music, you're restricted on what you can say. Poetry is one of the original languages. I mean, poetry was first found in Sanskrit, you know, in different languages well before Latin. So it has a level, and even poetry is in the Bible. Most of David's Psalms are poems. So it's a freedom, it's an expression, it's an artistry that takes you to another level, and it's the grassroots of many, many things today. Rap, rhythm and poetry, R&B, you know, things like that. It all comes from the roots of poetry. So I think the one thing that makes poetry fly overall, it's just the overall greatness of it, you know? You can't take away from that, regardless of what. You can't take away from poetry, regardless if it rhymes or not. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's beautiful. Felicia, what makes poetry fly to you?
It's funny that you use fly. I used to love the Fly Girls of Living Color. What makes Poetry Fly to me is that, yes, I just love that it could be anything at any time. You can write a whole poem about an emotion, an inanimate object. You know, you can write a poem to and from, you know, something in the ether, in the cosmos. It could be, it's the perspective and the changes that it can go through. Poetry is a chameleon. It doesn't, not stagnant. I think that's what makes it fly for me.
And it's steady evolving, beautiful, too.
Yeah, most definitely. Rare, what makes poetry fly to you?
All of the above, and the fact that poetry is so language-driven. Like, it does everything in language that we think of. It is storytelling. It is schema. It is all of the multiple ways in which we approach language. It is, you can use all of the things like the alliteration, and it's kind of a platform. It's kind of a blank canvas, and you can paint on it with words, and you can draw pictures with words, and you can make people think and feel things with words. How fucking dope is that?
Amen.
Wow. I come in hard and heavy, huh? Wow. Poetess.
Am I muted, Javi?
No, you're not muted.
Okay.
Poetess. Poetess, what makes poetry fly to you?
I think I have to ditto what everybody else said, but for me, I have to say the diversity. I feel like poetry goes beyond the diversity of the people who read and write it. And you can read a poem and it doesn't matter who's behind it. You can connect with it. So it breaks all kinds of boundaries. It crosses all kinds of lines. And it has so many forms. So it can tell so many things, and then you can create so many forms with it, from a limerick to an unto to an epic, a parable. I mean, I just love the expanse of it.
Wow. Wow. All right. Lisa Lips, what makes poetry fly to you?
For me, poetry has always been my confidant. I could always tell my poetry everything without fear of how it would be received. And even though we write poetry to express ourselves, what we say connects with so many people. So for me, poetry is my ace confidant. But it allows me to share who I am with everyone.
Mm.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I see that there was no games to be played in the question and answer period, but we're going to add this extra question that I need. The first time you read a poem and you felt someone understood you when you read the poem, what did you receive in its wake? The first time you read a poem, you felt that you were understood. What did you receive in the wake of the poem?
Are you starting with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna start with you, Lisa, and go back up. So.
Okay. For me, I always felt alone. And the first time I read any poetry, I think I was about second grade, I felt this connection with the author in a way that I had never felt a connection with anyone before. So for me, poetry was the first time I felt understood and felt this connection to some other human being outside of my family.
Okay, but what did you receive in its wake? What happened to you?
I think that for me, I received some confidence because I was always so unsure of myself. So seeing that someone else had issues in life that they could deal with by writing out these words, it gave me a confidence in who I was that I didn't have before.
Okay, dope. Very, very dope. Poetess.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. For me, I think it was similar. Just a lot of the poetry that I wrote, especially when I was younger, was venting. And none of it was happy. It was my way of getting out all the anger, all the sadness. So a lot of the poetry that I read just felt like happy-go-lucky, and I just couldn't connect with it. But I read a Nikki Giovanni poem. And then looking at a picture of her, I'm like, so how, she looks like me, like, and she wrote this? And I think it was so freeing that the things that I was putting on paper weren't so bad. It wasn't so negative, and I wasn't such an angry person, that there were other people feeling those same things and putting them on paper. Because, you know, my parents were like, you shouldn't write that, you shouldn't think that, you shouldn't feel that. So I bottled everything up and hid all of my notebooks, all of my journals, and from that point I stopped hiding.
Wow. Rare.
Yeah. So I'm trying to
Rick,
understand.
Can
you
hear me?
Yes. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I was trying to understand the question, right? So are you asking time I read a poem or the first time I read my poetry to someone?
The first time you read your poetry to someone and you felt understood, what did you receive in the wake of reading the poem?
Okay, so what I received was an epiphany, a kind of revelation that I was not by myself. Right. So a lot of times we write these things out and we think that we're the only person going through it, that we're the only person in it, that there's no one else who is having this experience. And then the first time I shared a poem and someone else was like, you wrote my story, I realized that, wait a minute, I'm not by myself. And it's okay that this is not something strange, that I am not isolated. So it gave me a connection, a community. And it let me know that what I was going through had purpose. And telling the story not just told my story, but it told a story that could cover a lot of people's wounds.
Wow. Yeah, you'd be like, listen, everybody's like saying, you'd be like, wow. I'm like, yo, I'm having a lot of wild moments right now because everybody is just really digging in and just pulling out gems. Alicia, the same question to you, unless you want me to repeat it.
No, I think I understand. So when I read my first time I read my poetry, someone, and what did I get in the wake of that, right?
You felt you were understood, like you felt someone understood you, like they got it, like they got the poem.
So for me, I think so when I was first introduced to poetry, it was a requirement in school, right? So when I first wrote my own poetry, something that came directly from me that wasn't caged in by iambic pentameter or something like that, it was the idea that there was a surface and I could dive as deep as I wanted to. It was the understanding that, oh, okay, if you understood that, let me see how far I can go with this. It was a desire to just get out everything that I had been pressing down, if that makes sense. So it was like, oh, okay, so this is how you can hear me. So for me, it was the understanding and the desire to really dive into something with all of me.
Mm. Wow. Y'all are killing these answers. Y'all are killing these answers. Asiad.
Yes, sir. Let me just say, first and foremost, I relate to everyone who just spoke, because it's crazy how we all have a similar view of poetry, how we were all at one point closed in and we weren't able to speak, and then when we were able to speak, we finally able to express ourselves, and it's like fireworks. I relate to everyone who just answered, and even those who are probably listening who are sitting there like, yeah, that was me. I agree with you. I discovered poetry first time I was able to actually express myself. I was in the psych ward because I was too closed in. I wasn't able to speak my mind and be free. And once I was able to actually free myself, that's where I discovered who I was and what I valued. Because I started writing poetry as a kid, but like the sister who said, they used to always tell her, oh, don't say this, don't say that, don't, you know. I wasn't able to express myself how I wanted to. So when I finally had a chance to really speak my mind, express myself, it was like the levees broke, and it just an overflow. And once I started, you couldn't stop me. And the first time someone actually understood my poem was when I was in the psych ward, and I wrote about my cousin who was murdered. And it was talking about Grimm reaching out, and how I felt the cold chill in my spine as he passed over me and went to someone who was the same age. You know, so it's poetry is like that diamond that you cannot find, but once you do, it's something that you'll go to war for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So can y'all all give yourselves a round of applause for this amazing round of questions and answers? And normally I'm just so glad that I was like, listen, let's get everybody, everybody, right? And so everybody's doing amazing. I'm sitting here like, wow, yo, y'all making me feel some kind of way. Like I feel like, I don't know, there's people who hear other people when they do pieces and they get it, and you're like, okay, I found this. Like Red said, I found community. Like, you don't even understand that whole statement.
But that's how,
and Asia knows, like Asia knows how we connected through poetry. Like we literally connected through poetry and built from there. Like it's crazy how many people find themselves and build community and able to find something and find somebody they feel understood. Like I feel understood in the community that I'm in. I feel very understood. I'm very proud to make waves and make way for other people. Like, you know, and you know, I know that it's a gift. I know that people should cherish that. But more importantly, to find so many incredible poets in one place. That's why I love, hey, come over to the podcast, because not only we're recording for posterity, it's going to all these different places. And, you know, it's weird when you find yourself in different things. It's even weirder when you find somebody in a whole different country is just, like, stealing your material and acting like they know you. You're like, you know, hey, this is Australia. You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
No, it's real.
To piggyback, piggyback off of what you said, brethren, my mother, I give a lot of credit to her. She used to tell me, because, you know, as a poet, you weren't the quote-unquote it thing. If you weren't singing or you weren't rapping and whatnot, they wasn't really paying you any mind. And she used to always tell me, she was like, once you find a community that understands what you do, that's going to be your family. And when I tell you, it's crazy how you said that, because that's exactly what it was like. When you start finding like-minded people who enjoy the same thing that you enjoy, who embrace the craft that you embrace, it's like iron sharpens iron. And y'all just keep building and building. You know what I mean? And it's beautiful, dog. It's so beautiful. Just the magnitude.
Well, quick, fast, and hurry. What I think I'm going to do, because I want to get to this poetry, because I'm going to start with the features first, of course, and then run through. I'm going to let the features do one or two pieces first before I let everybody else go. So I want to make sure we meet ourselves when we're doing stuff like that. more importantly, I want to make sure that they're heard and, you know, everything else is going on. But literally, I think I'm going to do my station identifier early to make sure everything else. Now, if you're listening to Within the Sound of My Voice, this is a Pippi Doo Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average if you want to be raw? And Raw Links will be at the ES Weekend Philly. Cop a bracelet or two. Get over there. Make sure that you're happening. He's got poet bracelets. It's real stuff. He makes things like the quality of materials. Like, you know, most people say they make bracelets. You know, I only know people. He makes super qualitative bracelets. Like, dope. Like, pieces. He makes pieces. Let me just say that he makes pieces. He doesn't make bracelets. He makes pieces. There's a difference. All right? So as sponsored by that, I'm going to put on our station identifier, because I want to get to this poetry, and I really don't want it to stop, because I feel the energy and the vibe like crazy right now, like, and I feel like it's about to go off, so I don't want to interrupt it. I want to get this so that it will happen. So in the meantime, in between time, this is Pippi Ray Universe. This is Fly Speak Open Mic number 19th, the 19th iteration. Stay tuned. If you want to call in, if you already called in, you can just press 1 to raise your hand, or you can call this number, which is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. In the meantime, you listen to Epiphany Radio Universe. All right. We are back here at Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Fly Speak Open Mic number 19. Before I do style of speak, with our features, Felicia Williams, Asian Owens, and Poetess. And we also have Rare Epiphany along for the ride, because we just tacking people in here. And we got a bunch of cool people with us, rocking with us. Lisa Libs. I see a whole bunch of people in the queue just hanging out. Y'all should press 1, because I know y'all want to get on this poetry real quick. Three, I see you. When C, I see you. Hit that 1, you know. Make sure y'all come up. So let's get to the business of this poetry. Are y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right,
so what we're going to do is we're going to run through, but, you know, Asian, you know what it is. We're going to let the ladies go first. We're going to start with Felicia. Felicia, are
as
you ready?
As always.
All right, as always. Felicia, are you ready?
Did you want Honey Dripper, or did you want Howie?
No, it's
Howie,
not up to me. Listen, it's not up to me. It's whatever you feel. It's not my choice. It's whatever you choose to do. It's open mic. However you choose to do it. If you want a drip, a and you drip. You know, if you want to do something else, you do something else. It's whatever you feel, whatever the energy. Go wherever the energy takes you, where it leads you.
Okay.
Let it lead you, baby.
I'm gonna mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you for Mojave for inviting me here. I really appreciate it. This one's called Dear Empath. Dear Empath, you are stronger than you know. You were always whole, even when you look from top down before the creation of the Milky Way. When you see yourself, that love and awe it generates will be your strength. The days will encircle you to service your grace. Dear Empath, you are more than a small morsel they feed from you. Even your crumbs are a meal to the empty. Those who let their crumb run dry look for ways to fill themselves with what does not belong to them. Dear Empath, walk with me and breathe in the feeling of abundance. How we feel about the environment is how we command it to be. My dreams are me, my thoughts are me, my desires are mine. The world can look so small when I feel the whole of my divine. Dear Empath, you are more than you show. Do not hide or let ill contracts of oneness diminish your glow. What you possess is worth protecting. It must be so tiring to hear and hide from you. Use your tools and search your reflection. There you will find your perfection. Sleep well and transmute in your dreams. We need you. Bathe your face in the tears that transmute in the cleanse of the water. We need you. Boom loudly in your fire. Let your anger transmute the pain. We need you. Walk boldly through the field barefoot. Transmute with the earth. We need you. Search the winds on the wings of the ones that take flight. Transmute with your breath. Breathe life. We need your gifts in the unique way that you can cleanse life. Stand proud, Empath. The revelation of the space you station is all the example we need. Take heart, Empath. You will never be alone. Poem.
All right now.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That
was fire. That was Ooh. Fire.
Yeah.
How to put it. Total crouching.
Thank you, guys.
That was definitely fire. That was definitely fire. Anybody have any flowers for Felicia on the piece? Oh, by y'all can still hear me, right?
Yeah, we hear you. We're all so blown away by the piece.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Yep.
Okay, I had to throw the cheers on there. I like the piece a lot. And yes. And from one empath to another. I definitely understand where you're coming from with that.
Amen.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to go over here to Rare Epiphany. Rare Epiphany. Do you have a piece you'd like to share?
Hey, I do. Can you hear me?
I surely can.
Okay, because, you know, I'm deep off in the country. Sometimes, yeah, signals. I'm few and far.
You that in the country?
Only me, deep country. I'm behind guys back, baby. Okay. I think I'm going to go here.
All right. Mike is yours.
Thank you. I am afraid of what your fingers may translate from the goosebump braille of my skin, that there may be a message in my trembling that speaks contrary to my poetic projections. I sometimes leave out the sections that speak to my insecurities. Admittedly, I'm afraid of losing control. Afraid of falling apart in the knowing and being known, especially when I don't belong to anyone, not even you. Who would put me back together again? And for what reason, to what end? I am afraid of falling in love by myself. Offering my heart when you wanted something else less permanent and imperfect, I am not good at forgetting. words whispered in the grip of passion meant to invoke feelings that provoke immediate action for the then and there, not for a lifetime. I'd get lost in the rewind, desiring a repeat. But the empty seats in this theater lead me to believe I am not the movie men come to see twice. Not that the movie isn't nice. There are just other storylines out there that don't leave you with uneasy nightmares about staying where you don't really want to be. The endings are clean, no foreshadowing of a sequel, a part two. I'm afraid of you. Scared that you can do everything you say, and I don't know what I'd be in the wake of our aftermath. The path to my body involves crossing a shoddy bridge over my heart, and I don't know how to skip that part. X marks all the spots, memorializing each time I've tried. And I don't need any more reasons to cry.
Mm. Woo! Woo, Lord!
Mm, mm, mm.
Yes.
Woo, come on.
That was like, oh my God. That was, The Goosebumps read Braille to send, oh! Oh my God.
I'm not
that was
the
beautiful.
Movie that men come to see twice.
That's
the movie
right
of the night.
Woo, that one got me.
Yes, me too.
I can understand so. I completely get you. Like, that is so deep, man. Oh my God.
All right, so y'all
make me.
Okay.
I'm afraid to go now, Javi.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It ain't gonna get no better, cause POTUS. Do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do.
Then the mic is yours.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right. So I haven't done this one in a while. I'm going to do a piece that I wrote from Tariq's workshop. It's called Target Locked. I only had one mission. A hybrid forged on the opposites of love by the design of Father America, who impregnated wombs with the discourse of malice, rage perpetuating evil through me. I am the seed passed to many wombs. The first inception before the break of dawn, we all crowd in, siblings of sin-soaked sheets gasped with the fumes of fury. We filled mama's belly while white fright fueled the plane. The toxicity overwhelmed us into a daze. We salivated upon the precipice of death, recklessly relishing in the delicacy of our suicidal sacrifice. Awakened with a jolt and sudden rise, we recognized it was time. Vibrating in harmony, we bounced left and right. The roar was deafening as Mama sang her song. She hovered over that black nest, laboring to birth her babies of destruction, and I was ready. Turpentine teens fell like hail as they coursed through the smoke clouds. My brothers and sisters took their rite of passage as they tumbled towards terror. Our aunts danced in harmony, their war cry challenged by the Negro symphony. Humidity rose sharply from the swelter of white fury, maturing into little fires everywhere that danced at the toes of the Negroes. Wait, wait, wait. I didn't know this was how it was supposed to go. Thunder boomed, but no storm in the air. A reverb from the ground, the second inception was fatefully near. My brothers and sisters are no longer here, replaced with the anguish of deathly fear. Chaos abounds. There are people on fire. Popping of gunshots soon joined the choir. To decimate life was not my desire. The wail of the little ones, I'm lost in their cries. The mark hit set. I met with his eyes, baptized by his tears to silence his cries.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on, man. Oh. Yes. There was a lion that started with relishing a god in the lion. And then she saw the white
We just on the Kung Fu Kenny. I knew it was about to go off too. It's going to go off. I was like, it's about to go off. I already know. So let's. I'm gonna concede to you. Then we're gonna get to Aceon because y'all being ridiculous and I like it. But y'all being ridiculous, I like it.
Can I just say, poet is the delicacies of our suicidal tendencies. And then you speed up the cadence. Oh.
Listen.
Thank
masterful.
You.
Masterful. You know when somebody got a big knee on, they got the thread and they sewing shit up. That's what that line was. She sewing shit up with that part. Tight. Okay.
Thank you. Ready.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
I am.
Well, the mic is yours.
This piece was from the Mary J. Blige room we did a couple weeks ago. It's called My Life. It's a journey. Traveling in my shoes has been a journey. Born straddling the lines of love and hate. Too light to be black. Too dark to be white. In a time where life was determined by color. And add to that the impossible burdens of being controlled and manipulated by parents who made it clear that I didn't belong anywhere. And that I wasn't special enough to do the one thing I truly loved. You see, my life was constant pressure. Because I knew from preschool that I was meant to take care of them and to never give in to my own desires. So I struggled for over 5 decades to give them everything while holding nothing for myself. And once they were gone on to their peace, I was lost. No partner, no job, no kids, no real home, no nest egg, no money, no love. So in many ways, my life has just begun. Freedom came when I knelt in the rain and committed my mother to the ground, her body laid next to the only man she ever loved, and their spirits rejoined. While I was left here with no foundation, because I never set my own path while giving them everything they asked and more. So now my life is beginning in the last hours when I should be retiring, in the years when most find solace, can live from the decades of work put in. I'm beginning again with nothing. A floating island in the center of the ocean, moved by currents and seeking an anchor, but I've been blessed with a family now. A group of folks from all walks of life connected by talent and words. People who see me the way I've wanted to be seen for a lifetime. As a unique soul with something to say. And my color, my age, my background, my status don't matter. Only my heart, my talent, my perspective. They don't care that my ass is fat or how my hair is or what I dress in, just what I have to say. And the connection is real, genuine, inclusive. And those who have malice eventually weed themselves out as long as I stay true to me. This world of writers and creatives, this center that has given me new wings, has freed me to be who I was created to be. I'm Lip, and you just in service.
Ah!
Yes. Damn. Yes.
Okay.
So happy to be able to hear that one again.
Yeah, that piece was... That was a lot for me. That was a lot. This is the first time I've read it through without crying.
You expressed yourself beautifully.
Thank you.
That's the evolution. When you finally read it through without crying, when you realize that Lisa always been dope, always been fly, always been worthy. That's epiphany, baby.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Love you too.
I'm such a butthole. I was talking this whole time.
And if you ask us that, this is a bonus.
I was mad talking. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, Oh, I'm on mute, Goofy. I'm so crazy. Anyway, that being said, super dope. Super dope. Yeah, that Mary room was a problem. I just know when we do the Stevie Wonder room coming up in 2 weeks, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, my.
We know it's going to be a problem. Listen, it's all the drip does Stevie Wonder. It's going to be something fierce. It's going to be something fierce. I can envision the place now, but I'm just focused on the thing in front of me because we're about to be in Philly. About to be Philly. It's about to be, you know, I don't know. It's just going to be some, like, the energy is just, like, people understand, like, energy is such a thing. It's the only currency. It's the only currency. Energy and the manifestation of things that happen, trust me, the beauty of everything. It's just like this open mic, the manifestation that it took in order for this to happen. Like, I can't even explain to you. I just know that God got my back on so many different things, the manifestation and the proof that y'all are here putting together this. This is so powerful in so many different ways. And I'm really an appreciation, so much gratitude to y'all for coming and spending the time and putting forth the energy and the effort, but also this environment that's been created to create such beautiful works to hear from everybody. It really touches my soul, and I hope it touches yours. But I'm going to go over here to Aceon. Panda, what's good? You ready?
I'm just, oh, man, let me get a minute.
I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling, like, real good, but I'm feeling some kind of way because it was like, yo, y'all just, it's Kung Fu Kenny up in here. People are here on their Kendrick Lamar just slapping people.
slapping
drinks out of hands.
I've been trying to figure out. So, listen, I'm going to share this poem. I have not shared this poem publicly. This is one of those I held deep within. It deals with breakup, and this one right here is new. It's called Styrofoam Dishes and Silver Spoon Imaginations. See, the first time we actually got to exchange words, she read me poetry. If I could describe her, she was like Maya Angelou meets War and Peace, but what was so attractive was war for me. Being raised by a single mother in these streets, I could recognize her familiar battle scars to a T. We exchanged laughter and deep thought while Rochester streets lit up with minority protests and the vendors scattered to clean up the broken glass, describing to the reporters how rioters are ignorant roaches destroying their own. But nah, she and I were comfortable. Sitting inside a home that's not ours, but at the moment it felt like it just was, and she smiled, cheeks rosy as a schoolgirl, while I sat cool, calm, and thoughts collected, wanting to know her completely. It was peace. Then several months later, relationship issues showed up like unwanted guests at dinner time when we had gotten too comfortable and insecurities flourished and I was too open, lackadaisical and in love. Hello. I'm a man who falls easy for beautiful spirits, but I tend to self-sabotage when it feels too good because I don't know if I deserve this love. That's what I should have said on the first night instead of leaving it to simmer in the pot in the back burner. Ironically, it would be the same fried pork chop dish that was destroyed that destroyed our meal of love for two. Now, multiple arguments later and countless pleas to work things out, we both sit alone, dining on cold leftovers and styrofoam takeout containers with this silver spoon imagination that we're all good and nothing's wrong. Hello, I'm damaged, but you can call me Aceon. You know, the grown man with boyish charm and hidden itches of loss and heartache, but nevertheless, he keeps smiling and laughing so it doesn't show tears of a clown is what Smokey called it. It's a miracle I survived this long without going crazy. Scratch that. Three nervous breakdowns and multiple attempts of his self-improvement isn't crazy. And only crazy will recognize crazy, so hold your stones before you chastise your reflection. Yeah, your sins are just like mine. And her baggage, though beautifully wrapped, was just like mine, too. She, too, is broken, but glued back together from jumping into two-minute quick relationships with men that she thought were different and promises from God that it'll work out as long as she just keeps on pushing. Funny how she prayed for growth but wouldn't clean up the weed to let her inner flowers bloom. The weed that women have, broken heart weeds, the childhood weeds, the father abandonment weeds, the family love loss weeds, the baby daddy hurt me so I want to hurt everybody else weeds. My life isn't what I intended weeds or what I imagined weeds, but instead she, like me, smile and push through the bullshit we call life, carrying the strife of daily struggle, smuggling whatever happiness we can stash into a mustard seed of faith. posing to our friends that we're better off, polishing the imagination of silver-plated utensils in the top of the styrofoam containers from club nights that we try to replace with the home-cooked meals we had before. We both pretend that all is fantastic and lie to ourselves. We're great. Now let us enjoy these burnt fried pork chops with cold stuffed mashed potatoes and broccoli. Bon appetit. Poem.
Ooh, that was a...
Yo. Amazing.
Thank you.
That was so dope. I love everything about it. Oh, my God.
Thank
that
you.
That was
I was the first one to hear it. Thank you.
Like,
was,
I felt like I was sitting on a stoop outside in the summertime, like, drinking juice out of a mason jar.
That was all unworkshopped, that's just straight how I felt.
Divine masculine in love. That's beautiful, man.
Thank you so much. Oh, man.
Wow. Damn, AC, huh? God damn, sir.
I had to speak my mind, bro.
For real. Yeah, so, damn. A bunch of Kung Fu Kenny up in here going on. I don't know. I kind of want to read a poem, and I kind of don't. I kind of do, but I don't.
Poem. Stop playing, man.
Please do. Come on now.
Stop playing. Read that damn poem.
I'm not doing anything. All right, so I'm going to just do a poem from Sunrise 5. I actually ended up missing it this morning. It actually slipped my mind. I was like, why is my phone going off? I was like, oh, it's kind of late. I was like, 8:30. I was like, yeah, I was supposed to go in here like an hour ago. Anyway, this is the piece. The piece is called, What Have I Learned About Difficult Conversations? What I've learned about difficult conversations, that they are mountains, daunting. The sheer height can make you relent, vent to others about the things that we should have said, not talking or taking the opportunity direct. Instead, we have these conversations in our head, afraid to climb, afraid to mine and speak to the issue, afraid to give responses as we rappel the sides of a sheer cliff with attitude of a high altitude. Afraid to fall into a ravine of mood if we start at the base of this mountain. Slowly hike, changing from dislike into something we might take into account. The difficulty of starting, the stretching of muscles, imagining the soreness before, is the same as talking to a person about an uncomfortable truth. Where do you start? You hope for someone to throw you a rope to make it easy for you. Do you want an elevator or an escalator too? No. This must be climbed. The journey of 1,000 steps starts when you let yourself feel all of it. It's the only way to the top. It is the goal and never stop. You speak no matter how hard it is until you reach the peak of understanding. What I've learned about difficult conversations is that once you make the effort and make it through, you get the understanding and the freedom that you do.
Okay, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay.
Yeah.
Real simple. Nothing complicated. Yeah. I'm going to say something like that. Okay. Enough of that for me. Enough of that for me. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Remy, I don't know, 817, if you want to read a poem, let me know. Raise your hand. All right. So let's run this through. Let's run this through one good time. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me ask some questions first because we've got time. We've got a little bit of time, so I've got to ask some questions. All right. So here's my question to the poets and the poet's hand. How did you use poetry to process your world? How did you use it to process the world around you? Wait, yeah, go ahead. Answer first. Go ahead, because you was on it.
Poetry for me is my release therapy. It always has been. So everything, even back when I was a kid, I would sit and I would just watch. And my eyes would take notice of the surroundings, and I would create a poem in my head. Or I would, like, for example, that poem that I read. Everything that I spoke about in that poem actually happened. Like, the whole argument was over a fried pork chop sandwich. So it's like, it's actual, like, actual things that I've gone through, and it helped me to just release and clear my soul. Because we carry on so much weight internally from emotions and hurt and whatnot. We're afraid to express ourselves, and poetry has helped me in many ways to be able to do just that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hey.
Anybody can hop in.
Well, I'm going to jump in, poetess. Oh, is somebody else going?
No, go ahead. No, you're good.
All right. For me, right now, processing, like, because of my employment, I can't go out and protest. I can't carry picket signs. I can't really post certain things. So the way that I've been able to express my anger about a lot of the things that are happening to Black people, particularly Black men right now by police, in the hands of police administration. I can't say it out loud. I can't go out and do anything. But I can write a poem. I can put my words on paper and write it under a different name. I can disguise it a little bit so that all those emotions aren't pent up, and I feel like my poetry is now my personal form of protest.
Hmm. Like I said, it is our only true freedom of speech.
Right.
Okay. So, Felicia, how about you?
For me, poetry has kind of evolved. So I understand the world around me using my poetry, because for me, poetry is somewhere in between the emotion and the logic. It kind of lives in this place in between. And it also, poetry more recently has helped me help others bring voice to what they want to say. I think one of the best moments I've ever had with poetry is someone telling me what they're trying to say and then me putting it into a poetic form for them, so that then they can deliver it and say everything they want to say. I recently helped a gentleman give his wife a poem on Valentine's Day. It was really tender and bittersweet. They had been together for a long time. And so connecting that emotion to solidity in the real world is, to me, that's what poetry is.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So, Rare.
Yeah. Can you repeat the question for me? Can you hear me, Mahadi?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you repeat? Yeah, I can now.
Okay. How do you use poetry to process the world around you?
So by trade, I am an analyst, right? It is my job to look at things from every possible angle, try to break it in order to make it better, right? And poetry is kind of that Rubik's Cube for me. It I take every situation and I look at it from every possible angle in a poem. I try to approach it from every way I possibly can. It lets me write it out. It lets me examine it. And then it lets me make it better. It lets me, it make me better, right? Because I can find my irrational stuff in the poems. I almost psychoanalyze myself, right? I can talk myself out of really good things in my head. And when I write them down, it allows me to look at the risk versus the reward. And it lets me make real what I thought was the boogeyman, right? Oftentimes, the monster under the bed is a dust bunny. But we have created this monster in our heads. And poetry helps me bring it back to earth, to make it real, to make it something tangible, and to really ground myself in the possibilities and the reality, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
I love that.
So basically you're saying poetry is your blue pill. Like in a major, red or blue pill?
It's my blue pill. It's the blue
That's
one.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Okay. So, Lisa, what about you?
For me, I was a news producer for many years. So you get paid not to have an opinion. You just have to speak the facts. So when school shootings and 9/11 and things like that happened, I had to be objective, even if it was killing me. So my poetry was a way to express the things that I couldn't say in my daily life. And so when there are major things happening in the news, those things draw me to want to write from an angle where no one else is looking, and be able to make you feel what it is to be caught in the center of that storm rather than to be on the outside looking in.
I love you even more, Lisa. You know, I have a degree in journalism. I used to work in a newsroom, and that was so real for me. That was so real.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we do a second round, I want to bring that piece that I wrote concerning the last school shootings. I want to bring that one on stage tonight.
Well, definitely. Well, what we're getting ready to do, since we're here, we might as well run that piece, and we'll start with you, Lisa, and we'll get to the piece. Run that piece.
Okay. This piece is called I Just Want to Go Home, and I wrote from the view of a 9-year-old inside that classroom. Awards Day. When I get my perfect attendance certificate. It's been a very busy school year, and I worked hard for this. We're almost to our last day. Then I got the whole summer to play with my friends and go on trips with my family and just have fun. And everyone's so excited. The assembly was fun, and Mommy bought a new frame for my award. It's really cool with a gold seal on it. And next year, we'll be fifth graders, the big kids in the school. But wait, what's happening? Why is this boy in here, and why does he have a gun? Wait, what's that loud noise? Why is my teacher screaming? What am I supposed to do? Everyone's running, but we can't go anywhere. I'm trying to get behind teacher's desk. If I run really fast, I can make it. Ow! Why is my chest hurting? It's hard to breathe, and my shirt feels wet. I just got to get under teacher's desk. But I feel so weak. Maybe if I lay here, I'll be okay. People are falling down, and Why are there red spots everywhere? Hi, teacher. What's wrong with your eyes? Are you laying down with me? Why aren't you answering me? The floor feels cool. Maybe if I close my eyes, all this noise will just go away because we're supposed to go out and play soon. Maybe I'll just take a nap. But I hear big people's voices and they're yelling, stop, drop it. So much noise and I'm so tired. Where is my certificate? Mommy will be mad if I lose it. I'll just look for it later after my nap. It's getting so cold and dark and my chest and sides still hurt, but not as bad. I hope teacher called mommy before she laid down. I just want to go home.
Damn.
Oh, that's crazy.
Damn.
Wow. Wow.
I tell you.
It's a beautiful,
you feel like
that,
you can't breathe right.
Right. Like, that's a beautiful piece, but it just is so vivid. And it just, damn.
That was my intention, because so many people take these school shootings as just another day, just another thing that happened. And then in
right.
a couple of weeks, we're back to business as usual. Children are losing their lives. Children that don't understand the meanings of life and death are dying in these classrooms.
Right. Well done. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Thank you.
It is. You're very welcome. It is heartbreaking. But that was well done. And it's. I'm right next to Buffalo where they had that big shooting at Tops. And
okay.
The person was actually heading to Rochester afterwards. So it's like, just a, and then it's just, wow. Wow. That's heartbreaking.
The one thing I can say is that my mind gets, like, I don't know what it is they call it trauma form, but, like, I have to know why things happen. And how they happened, because my cousin was murdered in front of me, like shot in front of me. I didn't know it was him getting shot at the time. I didn't know my brother was getting shot at the time, but both my brother and my cousin. And literally, like, I jumped over the banister and rail and ran out, and somebody told me, it was like, oh, your brother's been shot. But when I ran back up, it was like my cousin laying there. And it felt bad, because in that moment, like, even before all this shit happened, like, if you get a sixth sense or anything else that goes on and something tells you to do something, obey your senses. And it's like crazy because everybody else is moving around, but my brother, I couldn't see my brother's eyes and I couldn't see my cousin's eyes. And I forgot what they call that. Like it's usually a foreboding thing, and it was like crazy because my cousin got shot. It was like my brother got hit much worse than my cousin, like the person shot him running, right? Cause, and he wasn't even fighting. That's the funny thing. The person he was fighting with, he couldn't shoot, but he came, he shot my brother, and he came back and shot my brother in the back twice, right? And then died for smaller caliber guns. Like, he couldn't get a higher caliber gun. Both, like, they took one bullet out, another bullet is lodged in the tissue bomb of a chart. So whenever I hear a piece about people getting shot, like, I always revert to that and everything else. And I actually saw the actual video of the shooter in Buffalo, and he was literally playing that shit like Call of Duty. Like, and I was just like,
yeah.
You spared him. You stopped him from offing himself. You saved him. Like, and the thing that killed me is, like, yo, the callousness. You know, so for someone to come and want to murder children, that is just, you know, but then again, we have people shooting people because they got such mandates on their goddamn sub. You know, just mentally.
Yeah, that part, the craziness.
And I'm looking at this dude, and I can see the shit in his eyes. I was like, this nigga was going the whole time. Like, he was just going, I'm sorry. Forgive me first. I'm just frustrated. I'm just calling myself
down. In that situation, don't need to apologize, bro, because that's how we all feel. You know, don't apologize for that feeling. Cause that's a motherfucker right there. Like, oh my god.
Like literally anything else. But anyway, thank you, Lisa, for the piece. I was deeply affected by it. It's serious.
Thank you for providing a space.
Oh, that's what we do over here. If I speak, 50 Radio Universe. Speaking of which, 50 Radio Universe. Be in the house on Saturday. We would be all up in there, full represent. The head, the big boss man, the CEO for Where the Poet will be around. He will be around for the whole year. Weekend. It's going to be fun, but, you know, Philly's the home base for 50 Radio Universe, in case people don't know. We're all going to be in there. La Pearl, La Negra, J-Rob, The Wise Son, Van Meadows. It's a party. Anyway, Poetess, what you got on it?
Hello. All right, I got another one. This one's called Don't Push. She listened to the reporter in amazement and awe, reflexively drew her porcelain hand to her jaw, and it careened its way to cover her ruby lips. I imagine it was protecting her from letting the privilege slip. Usually perceptive to characters, I struggled to measure the distortions of her face until I heard the slightest whisper slip from her grace. Unbelievable. Emily West? Yes, that's me. And off she went, so gleefully. The irony. I'm sure for her conservative mind, the stats are hard to conceive, almost impossible to believe because it doesn't often happen to their kind. But for a descendant of slavery, it's built into our PTSD as a consequence of our inheritance. Our ancestry is encoded with the history of being violated in our womb. To be frightened, your child will be delivered to their tomb with every pregnancy. With every pregnancy comes a testimony. Even for me, the excitement of my first birth turned into a lesson of the struggle to prove a colored woman's worth. Repeatedly being told, don't push. While the doctor takes his time, I'm feeling my little baby locked, gripped inside my trembling thighs. Is this normal? Don't push yet. The snap of his glove sounds like a trigger. My mind wants to rescue her. The pulsations of my aching tunnel collapsing her tiny unborn lungs. What is going on? Don't push. Meanwhile, this translucent bastard smiles up at me looking so calm. Tell you. An eon passed before I heard that command in his cold, still hand pushing and pulling. The relief of the tension releasing from the canal is jousting with the anger of him yanking her from my body. Yet no sound, no wail, no cry, just anguish in my auntie's eyes as she whispers, why hasn't she cried? Now, I don't want to scare you because my baby survived. A week in the NICU, and then she came home to me. But this isn't the ending for many beige and brown mothers, a legacy of tragedy that we don't share with the others. Of course they cut mortality rates out of our history, too. That diabolical data isn't supposed to mean anything to you. Forget your lifeline. Forget that black women are 3.5 times more likely to die. So y'all can keep the seed. Keep turning the – So y'all can keep the seed, keep us turning the blind eye while you swipe the other cheek and try to erase the mahogany stain you claim sullied your skin. You call it dirt, failing to recognize that that scar is a mark that you robbed the salt of the earth.
I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna need y'all to stop coming here with the WWF, the RKOs, the Superfly Snookers, you know, the Rey Mysterios. I'm gonna need y'all to cut this wrestling shit out because y'all just fucking me up. Y'all getting these words in the headlock and not letting go. It's a little crazy.
Don't push.
It's so real.
I'm
I almost died when I had my baby. My baby boy almost died in there. And the doctor was standing at the foot of the bed. And I almost died. The only reason I coded and the alarm went off at the nurse's station. he ran in and saved my life while that doctor was sitting at the foot of my bed. It's
wow.
So real.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, when you start looking into, and we live in America. Like, we live in America, and we have this false sense of security that we have the best of everything, and we don't actually take the time to realize that we don't. There are so many women here dying just to give birth, and let's not even start with Roe versus Wade. So, yeah, it's a problem. It's a real problem. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Thank you.
No, it's, you know, listen, that's one of the things that it's so weak because, like black women die in childbirth because white doctors ignore their pains and think that black people, like, it's a racist trope to believe that black people can endure more pain than any other person. So that sticks with them, and they seem to go ignore it. I used to watch this thing called The Resident, right? One of my favorite episodes was dedicated to Fred Brenda Hatch's daughter. The daughter said that there was something wrong, right? And the husband kept coming saying, yo, there's something wrong with her, something wrong with her. And the doctors ignored her. Like, oh, no, she'll be fine, blah, 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 supposed to, you know, all this other stuff. And she died, you know? And the thing was, there was ignored. So they made the episode directly after to show that how black women die. Routine things are ignored. Things are not sutured up properly. You know, they bleed to death. You know, there's sometimes permanent damage to their uterine walls and things of that sort. Or, you know, something happens and it's not addressed or caught. Or blood clots traveling up to the lungs, things of that sort. So I feel everything is the same, you know. The one thing I'm loving about this particular Fly Speak is how deep it gets, so how deep it got so quickly. How everybody's just like super transparent and just speaking their truth fearlessly. So I love that. Thank y'all. I really appreciate every single one of y'all for doing that.
Thank you for setting the platform, bro.
Right. Amen to that. Thank you for the space.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm gonna give it up to for real and them. They allow me to be me. That's why I stay. That's why they call me Iron Man. I've only missed like 4 shows in 3 years because I love it. I love, this is my family.
Wow.
This is my people. Like literally, like the shows. Like even when I had COVID and I had pneumonia, Lisa could tell you, I was coughing up 8,000 lungs. I was not right. I was not okay.
Seriously.
But I was trucking along. I was just trucking. Like I'm the only person I know that I fall asleep on my own show. Real shit. Like you know, I finish the show. Wake up and finish the show like nothing happened. Rhea, do you have a piece you'd like to share with us? Well, come on then. The mic is yours.
Let's see, let's grab that. We make it out alive, all right. No church in the wild. No church in the wild. I always like to dance. Fancied myself quite the hot stepper. Yep, your girl used to leave it all on the floor. Moved until my legs wouldn't go no more. I would close the eyes and ride the beat. Let the music take hold of me. I never felt so free. I never breathed so deep. Who would have ever known how the tables would turn? How I'd earned my place in the limelight on some dark, lonely night on a road I thought would lead me home. Nah, I couldn't have known how I'd have to dance in and out of my vernacular, use the king's English as a tactical maneuver, prove a point daily so maybe I'd be the acceptable Negro, or how I'd grow accustomed to stares at my locked and kinky hair, waltz out of there, need to compare me to some character or caricature they'd seen on TV. 1, 2, 3 steps from the pigeonhole they tried to throw me in, and when I shimmied my way past their prejudice, I was immediately dismissed as a rare thing. Their token swing dancer, didn't know they'd be necromancers, drooling at their chance to communicate with my soul. Roll, tape, they drape me in stereotypes, hype me up to kid and play with my kind, ask if we mind minstrel showing them what we working with. You see that 3/5 of humanity don't cover all this ass. CYA, be careful when you shaking it fast. You gotta watch yourself. They will pimp the wealth of your worth on social media stages, preach the wages of your melanin is death, then practice what they speak. Full court press, knees and necks till you are the next video vixen. Old hate-fixin' to make you a star, sitting in their cars, riding the beats. Let their malice take hold of me, reminding we that us ain't never been free, and I can't breathe makes for great TV. You see how they sequeled that shit. I guess it was a hit until we hit there. Ain't it whack? Peaceful knee on a football field would yield such violent irony. Our knee, football field, their knee, my cousin's neck. What did they expect? Them screaming, I bet you won't get crunk until we did. Now what? You just want to leave us all on the floor. Chase us until our legs can't go no more. Then give us a place in the limelight on a dark, lonely night on a road that is supposed to lead us home. I should have known that it was a trap. You 1 and 3 clap the unarmed. So when swarmed by that 2 and 4 clap back, don't act like you didn't request this song. You've been line dancing too long. Forgot your guilty feet have got no rhythm. And everybody ain't willing to be the next video vixen.
Come on.
Let's fucking go.
You better
yes. Come on. Come
yeah.
in.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
first
she
of
just
all,
snapped,
bro. I was in the back channel, and people who are listening was like, they was like, yo, they are coming through. Tears are coming to people's eyes. It is just amazing and incredible what's happening this evening. And that piece is off the fucking meat rack.
Let's
yeah.
fucking go.
Let's, you know what? Listen,
I wrote that piece because George is my divorce woman. George Floyd is my cousin. And it hit home closely to watch him die. On TV, it hit home closely.
And it must have been a hit, so we thought we would do it again. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
And then she referred to the menstrual show. Oh my God. Ah, yes.
Your guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. Mm.
That part.
Yes.
You know,
oh
you know, you like the funny thing, like I be giggling sometimes because you know when the universe is about to shift and you can feel it shifting now, you like oh, fucking, we on the way, right? We on the way. I'm like, we on the way, and then I'm gonna have some of y'all in the same goddamn room doing the same shit live. Hallelujah, praise Jesus and 3 other white people.
Amen. Shut up, I should have bought a Hyundai. Boy, I tell you, boy. I was driving, right? I had to take the phone off mute. I was like, eh.
Just do the ugly face. Do the,
Right.
I had to give an amen to the ugly on you.
You your face is stuck the whole time. Like, God damn.
Just make your butt cheeks clench. It's crazy.
Yeah, to make you wrinkle your face up like you smell something.
Smell like old collard greens.
Not the
We did get a new player on the field. But we're gonna go to Felicia because we're on Felicia Acion, and we're gonna come to you, Eric Clay 817. I probably know who it is, but I'm terrible at reading numbers. Everybody at Epiphany knows it. I gotta know your number about how I still be checking. But you know, I'm like, nah, just put shit in the phone and just dial it. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, Lisa, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. The mic is yours.
You must be new to the battlefield. You look scared. Careful. Your trip over the death of the old you. Despair can lay claim to you. Drink of knowledge. Study your movement. Step into the new you and choose to be a peaceful warrior for you and all you hold dear. I know, because I've been here. Managing the fear, beating back the despair, and slaying my enemies that want to attack the mind. With care, concern, and willingness to learn, pain brings patience, and if you let it, pain can bring a strong resolve so you can evolve into the warrior in you. I have watched the world from behind the silver-lined glass, face pressed against the cold, hard truth that my pain cannot be seen by those that are ignorant to the diminution of the attack. I have raked my nails against the truth on the glass until it was sharp enough that I could break free. It was not easy for me, so it will not be easy for you. Your glass is thinner, but you can be the winner. I know you were not born to this. The difficulty level will remain high, as it is the pain of life that you once knew that you will have to say goodbye. It is difficult, but smile, as you will only be here for a while. Your pain is physical but temporary, emotional but temporary, draining, but you will drift back to some semblance of what your life used to be, and you will leave me to this battlefield alone. I will watch you behind the glass that I claw against as I grit inside my grin, knowing how I would gladly enjoy the world outside in your place. I will watch you behind the eyes of understanding, sharpening my newfound blade with ideas of what's possible held firmly in my left hemisphere, including a blade that is double-sided with your expectations and your limitations held by my right hemisphere. The pain hits and the battle begins. The duel for sanity begins as all within. First, you must lie low the ego and conquer the anger that staggers the stranger. The left hemisphere blade strikes at the emotions that limit possibilities. The pain strikes again. Just remember that the screams are a side effect. Pay it in acknowledgement, but do not allow it access to the mind. The fervor heats up as I separate the emotions related to physical attachment and the detachment becoming fearful and freeing, ripping myself in two and adding myself together in my own battle equation that shakes my foundation over and over again, stripping what was down to what only is necessary. I have no luxuries as my inner clash continues until the body no longer responds to my commands. The warrior dual wielding against chronic illness for the sake of safety and of sanity falls to exhaustion, resolute in its service to keep me together for fulfillment of purpose. The warrior's respite guides you through by example of how to battle any illness that attacks you. Poem.
You gotta go off.
Rules in there. The tearing myself in two and adding myself back together to be my own equation.
I gotta find that song. So I can play it. I can play it one more, or just one time. Play this song.
I
can't unhear it. Expectation and limitations as a double-edged sword.
Just one time. I hate YouTube just for this reason. Wait. Here we go.
One time for the one time.
Hey. Here we go. Thank you guys for listening.
Rampage return. One time, two times.
how I feel right now. Y'all are wild. Y'all wilding for tonight. All right. All right, come on, Ethan, because we got mad people in the queue, and we only got like 9 minutes, so we got to get going. We got to get these people up.
Yeah. So this is dedicated to the ladies who I'm sharing the stage with right now. Much respect. It's called Essence of a Woman, a.k.a. Divine Feminine. There's something about the essence of a woman. The way she talks, the way she moves, confident with every strut, ambitious with every thought, a little sass. Damn, she's smooth. About a business. Intelligent, irregardless of a cap and gown, a dominant submissive, she's a queen with no crown, mind like surgical incisions, beautiful pound for pound, loves herself, no repentance. Head to manicure, toes tinned down, and I kisses all dimensions. Hold her own weight, don't need no man round for assistance, the new age Claire Huxtable, with more power than Tasha when the wig is down, she could be sexy in stilettos or Tim's now, she got a mean jab and a cross, know how to keep her chin down. Just simply sexy, sitting in the house in boy shorts with a T and the twins out, or sitting in church, few praying the sins out. But hold her. She's always such a fucking lady. My Michelle Obama, no Trump card, that's my fucking baby. It's nothing better than the curves of a woman, the hip swerve of a woman, the ample bosom and thick thighs and an ass you can sit a cup on. She grip when she rides, get your buck on, she'll leave you sleepless and speechless with a loss of thought. Make sure you can swim before you dive. She moves calm, ready to pounce on you like a tiger with her stride. Mother Earth to the unknown, with permission you can climb her mountain peaks, drink the waters of her ocean, explore the Atlantis of her soul. The Holy Trinity resides within her very mold. There's wisdom behind her iris. That's where the Isis' truths unfold. She's been married to your Joseph. She's been mother to our Jesus. She raises boys to men. The moon to your son. She's queen. Men, we must be the Amun-Ra to her Sphinx, the Ramesses to her Nefertiti, the Superman to her Lois Lane, be that Martin to her Coretta and be king, and always love the essence of a woman. Poem.
Come with it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
we appreciate that.
Thank y'all. I really appreciate it. Hey, listen, I do got to head out because I'm still trying to get ready for Philly. Hobby. So, yeah,
he's like,
Javi. Much love. Much love.
He's like, make sure you bring my sneakers.
Make sure. That's why I said, Javi, bring me my sneakers. So, yo, I can't wait to meet some of y'all in person. I don't know. Hopefully, I one day get to see all of y'all. But thank you for inspiring me. I'm definitely about to grab the pen and write something.
Definitely an inspiring email.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, Ethan, for coming through. I will see
no
you
doubt.
On Thursday,
yes,
sir. I'll see you
yes,
on Thursday,
sir.
Yes, sir. Get ready to
yes,
get this
sir.
Uno ass whooping, because I'm going to put this Uno ass whooping on you real quick. Don't feel bad. You know.
All
right. The Uno. I'm trying to decide when we play this off-sky game, if I should make it ESPN versus The Drip. I'm thinking about it. But I just realized there's a lot of unfair advantages on either side, you know, because if you got Rain, Rare Epiphany, you know, at least on one side, all this musical knowledge versus you, you know, some of the other ES fam, it may not work out. But see, John's not coming this time, so, you know, because John would know fucking everything. But we have to figure this one out. We'll talk about it in Philly. But
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, you already know. But listen, much love, y'all. And
much love.
Continue to be great, man. Continue to be great.
Mm.
Much
all
love,
right.
brother.
Thank
all
you,
right.
brother,
yeah.
for saying good night.
Good night.
All right.
God bless.
Night, all.
Bye.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, Felicia dropped. Hello? Yeah, now Felicia dropped, too. I was like, oh, they both dropped. Harry Cole 817, who matters to speak in?
What's going on, man? My name is Eric. I just came in to just support one of your artists that, you know, featured, Felicia Williams. She's
okay.
a long-time friend. I always show up for the poetry. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all need to have disclaimers before you start, like another disclaimer. Don't get distracted because, I mean, I almost crashed driving my car, trying to pull over because I was like, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. What are they doing? Oh, I almost burned my food in the kitchen because it got too real. I was like, okay, okay. I have been awed by everybody that has read their poetry tonight. I mean, floored, speechless. Because I've never heard poetry to those depths. If that makes any sense, I've just never heard that. I've never heard
Listen,
it.
Listen, we are humbled. We are humbled, sir. We are humbled.
I mean,
like that is a very high compliment.
I can't. I'm trying to remember names. I can't think of the lady's name that talked about the eighth grader, fifth grader.
That's
you were talking about the school shooting.
Yes,
I mean, I'll just a real quick one. I know y'all got time limits, but my degree is in creative writing. And if I tell you I follow your entire poem and it created that hard visual in my mind, because you, if you're a little older, that's what they told you to do. You're thinking when people died, they were just going to sleep. And that
exactly.
It just took my mind there. I mean, the other poem with we went into it and she said, nobody ever chooses her twice or something like that. I know y'all on the time. This is one of the times where I followed y'all in the clubhouse one time whenever I went in there with Felicia one time. Listened to it. It's always amazing. But y'all imagine we're going to get a whole bunch of followers, because, I mean, I'm just going to be out there just slinging names and being like, hey, go into this.
Well,
you want to be inspired by poetry.
Well, you can definitely on the Clubhouse app under Honey Drip of Poetry. If you enjoy this, you will definitely enjoy the rooms, although, you know, people think we just specialize in erotic poetry. We do, but we also do other things as well. And I think that our the drip does Stevie Wonder. All right. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice, you have 60 seconds to check in, to call in. The number is 319-527-6300. I won't be doing this much longer. I'm only going to entertain a couple more callers, and then we're going to be out because, you know, it's camp day, and I got to get myself out of here tomorrow because I got to get to Philly. If you're within the sound of my voice, you have approximately 30 seconds to call in. Click in. The number is 319-527-6300. The Blog Talk lady plays no games. She will cut you off and send you on your way. you will not hear anything, and we'll be in overtime. So, Eric, thank you for the compliments. Thank you for it is truly great to hear that not only did you follow the pieces, but it had a full effect on you. Did you bring a piece that you wanted to read, sir?
No, sir. I just came in to support and to listen and enjoy. That's why I'm just going to make it quick, and I'll leave it at that. Yes, sir.
All right. That's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice, bingo, bingo, bingo. We are in overtime. This is where we still continue to stream, we still continue to record, but we're not streaming any longer. So I'm going to go to area code 267778. Who mass is speaking? Hello? Area code 267?
Oh. Wait a minute. I don't even know the whole number. I don't know if it's me or somebody else.
Danielle, it's you?
Yeah, I'm 267, but I don't know the whole number. This is my son's phone.
Okay. I'm like, I didn't know it was you either. What up, LaPelle Negro? What's going on?
Man, I was rushing. Do you know that this phone that I'm paying for, I just got this a couple weeks ago, does not have a feature on it that allows me to do these conference calls? I had to pay just now to get this on here because I was rushing to get into your show. So that's how much I love you, man.
I appreciate you coming to the show, hanging out.
I had an
out.
Attitude with the representatives, too. I was like, can you hurry up?
You know what? What's crazy is the first time I called into this show, I had to do the same thing. So I had to add a plan
to my phone that allows me to call into this.
Oh, no, man, we can't add this to your bill next month. You got to be paid immediately. I'm like, all right, yeah, here's on my card number. Can you hurry up? I got to get in here by 11 o'clock.
That's how much we love you, Mahali. I pay to come up here.
Thank you. See?
I think I'm in sincere gratitude and thankfulness because y'all just been flying around, man. I was seeing people jump off the turnbuckle. I've been feeling the game. What's going on here? You know, and most importantly, what was crazy was no drip. There was no drip involved. There was no dripping involved in the making of this show. There was no drippage. Just so you know, because. You know, this is happening. But, you know, but that might change with Danielle's here. So, Danielle, do you have a piece you'd like to share?
Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. Not the nine.
Nah, I'm not telling you to do it. No, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. I'm just kidding. You know it's why I speak. It's open mic. Whatever you feel.
I got something for y'all. It's a little something, but it's still something. Not a lot. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right. This is called The Evolution of Us. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips as we lay under the night sky and count stars until we find one worthy of naming it ours. Would you let me? Let the worshiping of body, mind, and soul be our love-making blessed in the open free waters while sharing sweet kisses of life. Universe is listening, offering infinite comfort, and I want to taste your thoughts. Unfold. Open your mind to me and let me in, and I'll show you the side of life where love opens commitment to you for always. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips so you will feel my words imprinting, producing, and taking root in the deepest emotions you hold. It's a poem. So write your poems on my skin. Take pleasure where there is no shadow of intruders on your path and honor the natural way of things by allowing the stimulating vibrations of my rapture to take care of all your needs. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips and catalog your breath and moan of the evolution of we, and that's that piece.
Yes, Diva. That was amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
So we can put some sugar on it without telling you put some sugar on it.
She put a little honey on that thing.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Watch out now. Watch out.
Whoever he is, he'll find out. When it's
when you get there, be like, oh, it's about to happen to you. You don't even know what's going down. What happened to you? Yes, I went over there. He's like, yeah, you've been over there for like a month, bro. Can't forget out. I just can't leave, bro. It's got stuck.
Can leave whenever you want to. We just know it's sweet stuff. That's all.
Hey, listen, you gotta do that. You gotta do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. Don't play with nobody.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it do it.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
I'm so serious. But, yo, I'm so glad I got in here. Oh, y'all make me feel so good about my pieces. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man, I got to spend great
great energy with my people just now. I miss my baby.
This fly speak was like each fly speak is its own universe to itself, which is one of the reasons why I love doing it, because it's never the same thing twice. Like, I challenge anybody to go through all the fly speaks, right? Go through every single one of them and see how it changes. Each one is completely different from the last one, right? And that's one of the reasons why I love it, because it never gets old. It never changes, because it's always super new, super fresh. Everybody is so fucking amazing. And even if poets appeared more than once, it's a whole different vein of poetry sometimes. So it just works out. Like, I don't even know how to explain to you. It's a blessing.
It's always good, too. Oh, my God. The energy is just, it's always, the energy is just, I'm going to make up a word, super liminal. How about that?
I like it.
That's the highest of the high, okay? Yeah.
Yo, that's what happened.
I'm going to use that one from now on. You said super limited.
Can we get that submitted to Webster? We need that in the
dictionary. Superlative with subliminal undertone. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, what it is, man. That's crazy.
I'll be here all day.
Just so much.
I've been blowing some trees, so I'm feeling it.
So, all right. So, unfortunately, I have to run back a piece because I was told to run back a piece. But more importantly, I want to see how it comes out, because I'm using a different system than I normally would use. And I kind of want to put it in there for posterity, and because I want to be the last person so I can get to it quicker. Because I'm about to do something crazy. So I'm going to reread this piece that you might have heard me read before, but I'm reading it because I'm trying to do something different. So I'm trying to capture it. But also, I was like, yeah, do the piece now. Do the piece, because you end the person. You can end the thing, and it'd be ending on you. And then it's like another thing. You don't have to look for it. Smart. But I'm goofy. I'm going to try this out. But I'm going to do the piece anyway, because it's a good piece. I like to read the piece. And, yeah, I'll be sending messages and stuff like that. Anyway, never mind. We're going to do the piece. Y'all ready?
Yes, let's go.
We're going to do the, piece. Hold on. As soon as I can find where I put the piece at, where I put the music at, I should be good. All right.
Do the piece. Do the piece. Do the piece.
All right. Is that too loud? Can you hear it?
Turn it down. Just a
smidgen. How's that? Is that too loud?
That's good.
Real good. All right. I want your magic. Cast a spell enchanted me by kiss. I'm yours. Wish me from afar and I will appear. Genie of the lamp, I will light your ways and hope. You will always stay. Moonlight caresses crowds like my memory makes your visage a hologram like mirage that dances with me. Please, I ask you to come close, to come near, to come here. There's a space within my arms for you. I hold these charms for you, stones that keep energy and intention, worn and born of an integral need to hold you, to have you. To give me possibilities and grace. Each time I see your face, your smile makes everything worthwhile. How I long for you, your touch. Is this too much to ask? I task myself with loving you in the ways that you require to inspire spirits to blend energy and mend negative hurt and let it all be undone. My eyes are thirsty for the oceans that exist within you. Let waves splash and save shores safe, walking with sand between your toes. The fondness that possesses me, I want your magic, your kisses breathtaking, lips embrace, desire tastes like need, rapture that captures a silken seduction, infatuation that sparkles with incantation. What is this sensation? The nature of our nomenclature is to push beyond measure and principle. a principal element as the diamonds at the gathering of your thighs. I pull my bow to release my arrow, steady, ready for you, to melt into the darkness, to let candles flicker, to watch how sight sees auras at night. You glow, asking to be held. We meld, make, create, spells, cast, when the flag is masked, and into your ocean I sail.
Oh my God.
That was amazing. Oh my God.
I see roses. When you read that just now, I see purple velvet roses and red and white and peach and pink. I see roses when you read that.
That,
that
sounded like the beginning of a poem right there. I don't need you to write that down.
I'm on your side. Write that down.
Who write that down, Rick? Go ahead. Get your back.
Please.
The last time
you
read that poem, I told you, you make me sick. That I hate you and I think I love you. And I just need you to stop that.
All of that,
you,
yes.
You be doing all sorts of stuff.
We almost made it out of the room. Like, we were almost okay. And then you had to come with all this smooth,
right,
jazz, mellow, laid up in some silk sheets and shit. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, buddy.
Feeling wind in my hair and shit.
Right. And yet, all those little metaphors and the mast and the flag and the sailing off into the ocean. And I, the arrow and the,
And then when he fell into the ocean,
I just want you to have that same feeling, that feeling that you have when you take off your bra after a long day at work. The release.
They make me want to take my clothes off and make love. They don't make me want to fuck. They make me want to make love. I want to kiss.
Absolutely.
And sniff.
There is a difference.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
And that difference means everything. And I don't think I can say everything hard enough. Everything.
Everything. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. You gotta stop doing this shit to me.
That was not me coming home and taking off my bra. That was me coming home, and you've got a bath already run, and you helped me take my bra off.
Yeah, my scalp is being shampooed and scrubbed, and my shoulders is being. Lord, help me.
You're washing
God,
my hair.
All right. You can't wash my hair. I can't.
Everybody's
been
on a whole journey now.
I'm about to go out.
You did this.
Whoa.
You did this, sir.
Don't be now. Yeah.
Exactly. What's that book, Seven Leaves Under the Sea? I don't even remember the name of it. Now I'm all messed up, but that's what I feel like.
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out to the Living Ready Universe. I'm your host, Bobby, a.k.a. I'm Rex, a.k.a.
Get rid of the whole Atlantic Ocean.
A.k.a. I'm the type of relief that you have when you take your bra off after work. ladies and gentlemen, last thing, hold up. I forgot to do one thing. I got to do one thing. I'm going to just see if our station manager is frosty. Station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Wolverine, a.k.a. The Green Eye Bandit, Miss Pineapple Calligraphy. Are you there?
Hey, what's going on, Mojave and Fly Speak family? What dynamic poetry was had here tonight? Y'all are some dynamic poets, man, let me tell you.
It's kind of weird just hanging out. You didn't raise your hand, nothing.
Hey man, I gotta get ready for this Philly trip, man. I got some cleaning to do, washing clothes. I gotta figure out what I'm wearing, all that kind of stuff. So you know.
Oh yeah, you're Philly too. That's right. I'm used to look bad for people because I'm gonna make people mad with pictures. I'll say, listen, I don't hate. I'm just gonna make you mad with pictures. You're gonna see people. You're like, yo. They look like you, but like yo, I told you, should have brought your happy ass. He was fooling around. He's on sports.
You got to come through. You're close. I don't know, I already talked to Anonymity. You left him out of the Epiphany family. He's definitely going to be there as well. We didn't already talk.
No, I didn't leave him out. I talked to him direct. That's the whole thing. See, we have a different relationship. He was like, I'm there. So I was like, so he said, I'm there. I was like, I didn't have to worry. I just didn't know what he was showing up. I just knew he was going to come. So it's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
Oh, it's we're going to shift the universe. That's what the hell we about to do. People don't understand. I'm like, listen. Oh, it's going to be the greatest party on earth. You don't understand. Like, it's going to be a problem. Like, and the funny thing also to Jay, the bush is, she's like, it's a little bit intimate, but it's a really nice space. It's real cute. And she's like, we're about to pack that bitch out. I was like, go ahead, Jay. Say that again. She's like, we're about to pack that bitch out. I was like, we sure is. It's about to be a problem. It's going to be good. I just read on. So, Mr. Manager, you know, I wanted to ask you beforehand, can we talk about the things that are happening at Pippi Radio Universe this week, sir?
Well, it's a little skewed this week, y'all.
It is a little skewed.
I was informed that there won't be an erotic love zone tomorrow night. The Get Down will be happening on Thursday night with J. Rob, the wife, son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, there will be no show Friday night. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy may just have Rob Poetry Morrow by himself because I know where the Pearl of Negra is going to be. Hey, Don Yell.
Hey.
Sunday night, though, we will be back with the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Absolutely. Monday night will be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, Mojave, I believe it's War Council, correct?
Yes, it is War Council. You definitely want to come to this next one. It's gonna be a fight. It's gonna be a battle.
Absolutely, we earned the name war on this one coming up.
Yes, we have.
It's gonna be a problem.
So, yeah, but there's a lineup, Mojave. Appreciate you, brother. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is affectionately known as Iron Man, aka Mr. Tuesday Night. Give him his props. Back to you, Mojave.
Thank you, Ray Reynolds. All right, well, I'd like to definitely thank all the people who came out tonight, especially our features, Acyon Ohms, Felicia Williams, and Poetess, all fantastic people. When it's saying Poetess, how can people find you on social media?
So on Instagram, I am at IM_Poetess, P-O-E-T-Y-S-S. You can follow Willingboro Open Mic. I am the host every third Friday in Willingboro, New Jersey. Come on out, and we stream live. You can find me on Facebook under my government, Yvonne DeThomas.
That's what's up. As far as Acyon is concerned, everything else is going on. Maybe figure out how to put his information. I was supposed to do the event page, but I kind of missed out on that. So any other information, please contact me directly, any posts that you want to see, anything else. But it's a camp day tomorrow, It's a pre-Philly day tomorrow, so we must go. I'd like to thank everybody who came out. I would like to thank Rare Epiphany. I would like to thank Lisa Lips. I'd like to thank Van Metals coming in. I'd like to thank Eric for making the description, ACR, Felicia Williams. This has been a fantastic show. This has been amazing here on Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? Don't forget, Epiphany Radio Universe in the house on Saturday for the kicks. Locks, fades, and shades, brilliantly filthy. Sir Ray, bring your sneakers, bring your shades, let your hair rock, rock your locks. Be natural. We're going to have good stuff. We're going to have shots by Sweet Shots by Sugar, which is our open air photography thing. Pyro is doing music as soon as I find a speaker. We're going to have Jason Moon there. Thundercat is going to be there. We got a bunch of people coming through. It's going to be a lot. But trust me, I am not one for starting late anymore, so I'm going to start approximately sharp. Like, you know, this is happy hour, and then we open the doors, play music, and we going. Because there's a lot of people and a lot of stuff, and people got to get their pieces off and all that good stuff. Don't forget, also, you know, yes, we can package. You got to be around. Check out everything that we're having. Anything else, if you want to see me about anything else, you want to perform, you got to holler at the kid ASAP. All right? Everybody else who knows what it is, what's going on, Saturday the drip. Friday is the fam, is the tribe. It's going to be some shit. It's going to be really, really dope. Shifting universe, agree with your energy. Here, Pippi Radio in the house, the boss man, the CEO, for real, the poet, aka author Larry Maddox, in the building, La Perla Negra, J. Rob, Dan, myself. I even hear somebody else who usually does Fridays is coming. Anyway, that's besides the point. You saw my smile, right, man? Anyway, we're out of here. This message was self-destruct in 10, 9, 8. Thank you all for coming out. 7, 6, 5.
Love you. Night,
love you guys. 3.
Thank y'all. You for a great night.
Yo, thank you,
see
girls, for coming,
night.
Too. 2.
Thanks for having me.
1.